Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
What kind of man was Bernie Perrant? Who was Bernie Perrant as a person?
Well, Bernie Perrant was a, a lot of people use the word icon or the title icon, and this was true. He was truly an icon in Philadelphia. From the days of, it's been 50 years since winning the cup, basically. And it's with him, when he went around to events, it was like it happened yesterday. A lot of times when athletes kind of get that, title ambassador or whatever, it's sort of hollow. But with Bernie, it was family. It was the Flyers fans from back in the days of the 70s, right up until this week. I was with them at an event this past week. It's like they were literally knew him. And we're talking, 15-year-olds, stories handed down from generation to generation. It's almost what baseball used to be, where you hear about Babe Ruth or, with the Phillies, with Mike Schmidt or Richie Ashburn or whatever. Bernie was in that category. And it wasn't just in Philadelphia. He was he was a citizen of the game. It's kind of ironic what's happened in the past, 10, 14 days. Three legendary goaltenders from three legendary franchises, Ken Dryden, Ed Jockerman from the Rangers, Dryden, of course, from Montreal, and Bernie from Philadelphia. Three absolute legends of the game, all kind of their lives ending within a couple of weeks of each other.
Yeah, two of which were starting goaltenders for the teams of the finals in 76. Obviously, Bernie was hurt that year. You mentioned that he was an ambassador. It seems like everyone that's been in this region long enough has a Bernie Perrant story, whether it's a 15-year-old or someone in their 60s, 70s, or 80s. What did Bernie represent to this city?
Bernie represented, first of all, a championship, but more than that, a connection with people. That's what it was. Literally, Flyers became his family. And Flyer fans became his family. Wherever he went, there was a smile. He didn't even have to say many words. He had that accent, that just never, just never went away. And it was part of his being, I guess, to come in. And, he'd come in wherever he went. He'd come in with, instead of guns a-blazing, it would be rings a-blazing. He'd show you those two Stanley Cup rings. I was at one event where, for whatever reason, a security guard didn't quite know who he was, and he just showed him the two Stanley Cup rings, and it's like the red carpet was rolled out that he could get in. But he really enjoyed there are people that pretend that they enjoy meeting everybody or whatever, or shaking hands or kissing babies, whatever, but he truly loved it, and the Flyers couldn't have had a better person. And we're going back to I covered this team since forever, it seems like, right? It's 1979. I never covered a game he, he played. That's how long ago it was. He retired just as I was coming in. Eye injury, neck injury, all the stuff that went on in his career. But it was all as fresh as yesterday, to the point where when they played the Rangers in that outdoor game where he made a pad save on Ron Duguay, place just went crazy for him, and Duguay couldn't get enough of it. They just loved him so much. So it goes well beyond Philadelphia, what he meant to everybody.
Not many seasons compare to Bernie's 74 and 75 campaign. Just how dominant and how good was Bernie Perrant as a goalie?
Oh, my God. You can argue who's the greatest goaltenders of all time, whether it's Hasek or Dryden or whomever, Roy, Plante. But in that, for that couple of years there, there was nobody better. I mean, you just, you think about the way the Flyers played the game. I mean, it was, they were shorthanded forever. And literally, Bernie had their six. I mean, do whatever you want. Go out and, you know, cause ruckus and mayhem or whatever, and I'll clean up this end here. And he was just unbeatable. I mean, I was living in New England, and it was horrifying knowing you had to see Bernie Parent. It was like, well, how are we going to beat that guy? It's just there's just nobody better for that period of time coming in. It was, and you know, it was he became bigger than Philadelphia. I think sometimes people forget exactly how much that team meant or whatever. You know, Philadelphia has that long tradition with Rocky, the movie, right? You hear the music, and anytime a Philadelphia team plays, you get that Rocky thing going. But those Flyers teams were Rocky before Rocky. That's how long ago it was. I mean, they lived that underdog coming up and winning everything a couple of years before that movie was released from Philadelphia. And, you know, they were from Philadelphia. They were underdogs. And this guy, Bernie Parent, was like the reason they could get away with what they, the way they played the game. And, you know, the most maybe the most famous hockey magazine cover of all time was Bernie with his eyes. You could see him through the mask on that Time magazine cover that said War on Ice. And you just knew immediately when you saw that mask, that's Bernie Parent. That's how come they can win.
What made him so great in your estimation? Was it his vision on the ice, his reflexes? What made him stand out among other goalies, I guess?
Well, when you look now, I mean, if you look back at the video, it looks slow, awkward compared to the way the game's played now and the size of the equipment now. But Bernie was one of the first that I remember. You know, his feet were so good. When you tried to shoot low on him, he literally would direct a pass with the skate into the corner so nobody could get it but his teammates. And that's what I think made him so great. And just a will to win, to just bear down. You know, he was mentally very tough, and he had to be with that team to be, you know, he played 1 year, what, 73 games, 1.8 something, whatever it was, some crazy goals against, 1.89 goals against average. I mean, 48 wins. It was unbelievable what it was. Literally the brick wall that was right there. But it was that mental toughness. And I think that's why, you know, Pelly Lindbergh, another tragic, you know, figure in Philadelphia sports, but he just loved Bernie Parent. And virtually every goalie that's come through here, there was this this legend that they had to try to live up to, and so far there aren't many that could ever do it, but so far he's the only one.
Yeah, in 50 years, how many Flyers goaltenders even come close to measuring up to him? Two, maybe.
Yeah, about Ron Hextall, you know, Pelly, obviously with what went on, but you know he was a part of all of it. I mean, to come in and, you know, he loved to talk goaltending with them, try to keep up with the different styles that are going on today or whatever. But more, it was more than physical style of play. He tried to get across just the mental toughness and reading a play and just what it takes to be a pro. I mean, you know, he didn't make, back in those days, you didn't make a ton of money. I remember he once told me, you know, when there was all the dietary stuff going on, all the stuff about, you know, eat to win, and he would say, well, I had to win to eat. So I think that's kind of the mental place he was coming from, the toughness to win games.
That's a great quote. In the 70s in Philadelphia, the Broad Street Bullies were a major attraction, obviously became very popular, back-to-back Stanley Cup wins. How big was Bernie Parent as a star athlete in this city compared to every other sports team in the city? Obviously, nowadays, you look at the Eagles, you look at the Phillies, they're way bigger draws typically. Obviously, that goes hand in hand with success. It's a different story 50 years ago. How does Bernie compare to the Dr. J's and Wilt Chamberlain's and Schmitty's of the day? What's his stature relative to his peers?
Well, I think he's shoulder to shoulder, if not, actually, maybe even more because of his long-standing relationship with the fan base. We're, you know, we're talking a half a century to kind of come in and be a part of it. But for those period of time, I mean, you got to remember that what was going on in Philadelphia couldn't win anything, and that Flyer team sort of ushered in everything. Now, I mean, it wasn't you know, obviously Bob Clark might be the greatest leader of all time, but to have that kind of twin turbo going here where you had a guy like that and Billy Barber and McLeish, I mean, you got Hall of Fame. He was the first Hall of Famer for the Flyers, but he was even you know, when you have bumper stickers, "Only God saves more than Bernie," which was famous, and it was like for that period of time, the Flyers were as big as the Eagles are now. For that period of time, I mean, when you look at, you know, everybody wants to say, you know, you want to win because you want parades. It was the Flyers that and Bernie and that whole crew that brought in that parade. I mean, that parade wasn't pre-planned and plotted out and all that. It was just the Flyers going to have a parade. Maybe some people will show up. My God, the photos are still all over the place. And I think Bernie is as important as those players, because if you're the fans of the Eagles and the Phillies and the Sixers or Warriors, I mean, there was a tradition. It took so long to win, but the Flyers basically were instant, coming in the league in 67, a few years later winning. And so I think that's why their fan base was, and to this day, means a little more forgiving about things, because the success came so quickly and it was expected so much. But I would put Bernie right there with any athlete to have played in Philadelphia, and to have this relationship that goes on year after year after year is pretty remarkable.
You've shared a few already, but what are some of your favorite Bernie Parent stories that you can share?
Well, Bernie, I mean, he was just a funny, he was a funny guy about, you know, going out fishing with him, and boat would never leave. He'd just go out and sit on the boat, never going to go fishing. But he did love to go out. And you know, he called the chief chef, for backup goaltender, Bobby Taylor. The accent was terrific. But I think for the most part, it was just the way, you know, I go to a lot of events with former players that are present day players. But Bernie is just automatically a smile to come across anybody's face. He just made you feel golf tournaments. He'd always say, "It's a beautiful thing." Man, it's a beautiful thing. It's a beautiful thing. And, you know, what's better than this? He'd say all the time, just the fact that we're, you know, going to an event and talking hockey or talking to fans. He'd just come up and say, "What's better than this?" And it was just great. Like that smoking a cigar, you know, and he had that when he was smoking cigars, come in, have a cigar. It was just very, very relaxed, very casual, and very, with the fans, very, very real. The moments weren't like you couldn't say there's a standout. I think when you have that so-called life well lived, it's more like just a real than a standout moment.
That's a beautiful sentiment. Thank you for taking the time to talk to us about this.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.